What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions for our guest, Senator John Hovind. Larry, you're coming up next, but before the break, I wanted to ask, is there an energy policy? It seems like it's awfully vague from this administration. If there was an anti-energy policy, we could deal with that. If there's a pro-energy policy, the industry could deal with that. There isn't one. It seems like there's just not one. Is that the case?
I think really, in a sense, that's right, Steve. I mean, their professed energy policy isn't all the above, but as the caller correctly said, that's not the case. They really don't want any coal development, and I even question whether they're supportive of oil and gas. They want renewables development, and they're continually trying to push policies that favor one over the other. And government shouldn't be picking winners and losers. We should have a true all-of-the-above energy approach. That's what we built in North Dakota over the last decade. It's been tremendously successful, and that's why I go back to what I'm trying to put in place and working with others, and I'm trying to work with, you know, Republicans and Democrats to get this done. I'm bringing the administration officials out to show them how well it works. But that's why we need a states-first, all-of-the-above approach. So we're developing all of our energy resources, and that states across this great country are empowered to do it. And this idea of a big federal one-size-fits-all approach does not work. It doesn't work in energy, and it doesn't work in most things. And you take hydraulic fracturing, for example. I've got legislation in to make sure that the states have the primary role in regulating hydraulic fracturing because it's different across the country. The way it's done here is different than Pennsylvania or New York or Texas or somewhere else. So it's just common sense. But no, they really don't. They say one thing, they do another right now in terms of the administration's approach.
All right, let's get to Larry in Bismarck with a question on our Talk Radio Town Hall today for Senator John Hovind at 800-228-0550. Larry, your question?
Good morning, Senator Hovind.
Good morning.
My concern this morning is as I talk to people and we talk politics, the conversation very quickly gets to the fact that the Congress and their staff have been granted a 75% stipend towards the cost of their health care, i.e. Obamacare. I guess our feelings are that anybody that makes $180,000 a year plus the stipends that they get for speaking engagement, plus the fact that most of them were independently wealthy when they got there, do not need a stipend. I feel that if their staff is so poorly paid they qualify for stipends, go ahead and give it to them. I wouldn't be against that, but I don't think that that's the case either. I guess I am a long-term independent conservative voter. I just feel that I will not be able to vote for any congressman who does not take an active role against getting this atrocity, this elitist attitude taken away. I am very interested in hearing your answer, sir.
Sure. Well, Larry, glad you called in on it, and I agree. I mean, Congress should be treated, you know, like individuals and businesses across the country. And I think some of the confusion is that right now, under the current plan that members of Congress and their staff have, part of the premium cost is covered for them, and that's the plan they have. But rather than being able to continue that plan, as a business is able to do under Obamacare, Congress and the people, their staff members, are required to go into the exchange. So the effort is to come up with something, you know, that is fair and consistent as much as possible with how individuals and businesses are treated under Obamacare as well. So I think that's what we're trying to accomplish. I mean, it's not something I'm working on. I agree with you, however, it should be done, should be fair and in line with what individuals and businesses have to do.
John, thanks for the phone call. If you have a question or comment for Senator John Hovind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jeff in West Fargo, what's your question for Senator Hovind?
Yes, John, didn't you once run as a Democrat and couldn't win, and then you ran as a French Republican? Isn't that right?
No, it's not right.
It's not, huh? So you are you trying to tell everybody in North Dakota you ran as a Republican, that you're not going to back Mike Lee and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz because if Obamacare goes through, this country's finished. Do you agree with that?
Well, I haven't said that either, so you're, I guess you're wrong again.
What is your position, by the way? I know there's a battle on whether or not to tie the funding of Obamacare to the larger budget battle. That's something that Cruz and Rubio and others, Rand Paul, I think, of Kentucky have been pushing. Have you decided what side you're on in that battle?
Well, look, I believe we need to repeal and replace Obamacare, and I voted to do that. As far as the strategy in terms of how we approach trying to make that happen, the so-called defunding approach and all that, you know, we'll have to see what the best tactic is. And I haven't ruled in or out because I do want to see if we can't repeal and replace Obamacare. At the same time, I want to make sure we don't have a government shutdown. So, again, I'm trying to work for the best solution, the best way to move forward, and make sure that we, in fact, find a way to repeal and replace Obamacare.
We've asked about that issue a couple of times on the program. The overwhelming amount of listeners want fight, regardless of whether or not there's political fallout from a quote-unquote shutdown that obviously would be the fault of the Senate leadership, but probably politically fall back if history's any guide on Republicans. But the vast majority of folks just want an all-out fight on Obamacare, whether it's defunding, and shutting down the government. Do you get that sense from constituents?
Yeah, I think people want us to find a way to cut through it and get that accomplished, but they want us to do it in a way that works and certainly doesn't backfire. I think the strategy that the caller is describing and that you're referring to, Scott, is something we'll have to start in the House. And we'll have to see. Again, you're talking about tactics to try to get it done. Everybody shares the objective. It's just what's the best way to get it done.
Let's go to John in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, John?
Obamacare, and I disagree with what he just said. Defunding it seems to be the only way. I mean, the House has voted 42 times to Obamacare. We don't have the Senate. We don't have the presidency. It's not going to happen. And Mr. Hoeven consistently does not seem to want to have that fight. Cruz and those guys, they don't want to shut the government down. They want to put it in Obama's lap. They want to defund Obamacare when the continuous resolution comes up or whatever, and fund the government. And that's how they've worded it, and it'd be on Obama's hand. And I don't know how much more simpler it can be. But I want to go back to the elitist thing, because that's what we have in Congress, is a bunch of elitists. The president cannot amend law. He amended the law when he gave the businesses a year before they have to implement it. He didn't do it to the individual. So there's the elitist status. A law professor, liberal law professor, in a committee hearing said that it's against the Constitution for the legislature has to do that. So why are you not in the lead suing them, just like we did when he did the illegal appointment, and we won? So there's another fight. You just don't seem willing to fight. You're from the most conservative state, the United States of America, and consistently on this show and all the polls say we don't want immigration, but you allowed immigration to pass.
Okay, John, I'm trying to let's get the senator in here because we're short on time here. You threw out a number of issues there. Pick the one you want to respond to quickly, if you would, Senator.
Well, look, I think I do work very hard on these issues. I try to represent good, solid, sound, common North Dakota common sense. As far as suing, understand that's not something Congress does. That's something that an individual group has to do. So, again, I try to get these things accomplished the way I believe North Dakotans want it done, which I think is a solid, pragmatic, conservative approach. But as far as lawsuits and that kind of thing, again, that's not Congress doesn't conduct lawsuits. That would be individuals or associations that would do that.
All right, our time is short here. Senator, there's a Farm Bill form coming up here, so we want to get on as many calls as we can. I'm going to go to Elliot next in Deering. Go ahead, Elliot.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
My question is on the crop insurance aspect. There are situations out there where CRP is not getting renewed, so consequently, farmers are having to break it up and put it back into production. There's a clause in there on winter wheat that some farmers and us included are having problems with the last few years, is that if you break it up and plant winter wheat, you pay the premium for crop insurance. It is all considered wheat, and you harvest it. Now, the next year, in a year like this year, if you have a very wet year, you can't get into it, so you have a preventive planting. It, by crop insurance, it does not qualify for preventive planting simply because in their regulations, it is a fall crop, not a spring crop. Consequently, there are a lot of farmers and some younger farmers who absolutely have a whole bunch of expense into it but cannot get any crop insurance payment for it. And it's kind of a, it's a rule in there that you kind of scratch your head and you go, why is that way when it, winter wheat is treated?
Elliot, unfortunately, the clock tells us we have a break here. So do me a favor, hold on, we'll get your answer on the other side of the break, then we have to let the senator go. Stay tuned, folks.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
On What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennen. This is the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Senator John Hoeven is joining us, and I know you are wanted elsewhere here, so we'll quickly finish with Elliot's question. You're, by the way, you're doing another farm bill for him today. Is that right, Senator?
Right. Yeah, I'm over in Fargo. We're going to start a farm form here real quick. And so the caller's question is right on. I mean, that's one of the problems we have with crop insurance. There are others, and that's why I'm bringing Brendan Willis, who's the head of RMA, which administers crop insurance. I'm bringing him out to North Dakota again later this month. That's exactly the kind of issue I want him to hear from our producers on so that we can fix it.
Sounds like what Elliot is saying is that winter wheat is being singled out and being treated differently in the preventing planting rules.
Yeah, I think the problem is it crosses over the crop year, and so I think that's kind of the glitch, if you will, and it does need to be addressed. And that's the kind of thing I think bringing Willis out here can help us to get some kind of common sense solution.
One last question came in by email. It had to do with the renewable fuel standard. The American Petroleum Institute's kind of come out guns a-blazing on this issue, opposing it. And obviously, ethanol has been a big issue in North Dakota. It was something you've been a big back rub in your time as governor as well as a senator. What do you make of this fight between oil, specifically the American Petroleum Institute, and the ethanol industry, and where are you at on the renewable fuel standard?
Well, again, we want all of the above, but we've got to find a way to make this work so that it works for consumers, both in terms of more energy, lower price, and choice. We've got to make sure that it works and that the market works. Again, it's about what the consumer wants and what benefits the consumer, both in terms of lower cost, energy availability, and choice.
Senator, we'll let you get to that forum. We appreciate the time today. We'll do it again.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Senator.
Wide range issues.
There.
Yeah, a lot of
wide ranging.
A lot of issues, and we appreciate his subbing for Congressman Kramer today, taking your questions on any and all issues. The talk radio town halls are fun because we want to find out where what questions you have for your member of Congress. Let's go to Charles in Williston, who wants to weigh in on the issue we were talking about earlier on property taxes. By the way, Superintendent Larry Nyblad of the Grand Forks School District will join us to talk about that very issue coming up at the bottom of the hour. Charles, go ahead. You're up next.
Well, I'm glad you said that Dr. Nimoy is going to be on. One of the things that's really important that people need to understand is that we should be funding our schools under the Constitution. The state should be funding our schools 100%. We shouldn't be using property tax to fund schools whatsoever. Now there's over $3 billion in the school lands fund that we're actually giving to Wall Street to invest it, getting a 1.7% return on it. In fact, Bob Hale is actually, myself and Bob Hale put together a program that we've been trying to push out to the schools to show them this money is theirs and to go and get this money. And this money has been build schools, and it doesn't need to be paid back by taxpayers. It actually can be paid back by the revenue stream that's coming into the school land. All the school lands in the West have mineral rights. Right now, they're generating almost $500 million a year in income. That's not the principal. And what the state is saying, oh, we can't spend that because we can only spend 5% of the principal. Well, the principal is the land, not the income from the land. And that's one of the problems that we're having. And, Mr. the Grand Forks, I hate to tell you, he was actually putting flyers in teachers' mailboxes opposed to measure two. So now these guys are coming in saying they got to raise property tax so that they can fund their schools. And it's completely absurd.
So you're saying the money is there, Charles, and we shouldn't have to have a property tax issue. In that case, if there's no need for property tax, then property tax could go away. Is that right?
Well, if you look at the last growth in our last budget in the legislature, we actually increased our growth in spending almost five times what it would cost us to eliminate property tax. So when everybody said, where's the money going to come from? Well, where did the money come from to make welfare, human services, the number one budget, $3 billion in North Dakota? In a state that has the lowest unemployment. Yeah, we have the money to eliminate the property tax. But I'm just saying, constitutionally, the schools have a responsibility to go to the state and say, this is what the Constitution says. We don't need to go to the local property tax owner and hike up his property tax. I was in a meeting in Dickinson, and there's confusion over whether or not, because they're lowering the mills, but yet the property tax is still going up. So one gentleman who owns the UPS building said his evaluations have gone up 100%. So obviously he's going to be paying, I think he said, from $3,500 to $7,000 in property tax. So where's the justification in all this new money? Like, for instance, Minot, we have 40% newer property this year than we had last year. That's new property tax revenue that's going into the coffers. So where's all this money going?
Sorry to interrupt, Charles, but I do want to applaud you for engaging in the issues, knowing the numbers, being involved. A lot of the 2014 budget discussions at the local level, schools and park districts and cities and counties are going on right now. wherever you live, get under that hood, pay attention, yep. Ask the questions, and obviously you're doing that, and we appreciate your call very much. We're going to talk about that very issue with the superintendent of the Grand Forks Public Schools, Larry Nyblad, coming up here.
Now let's before
you go to the next call, I do want to tell folks, I mentioned that Senator Hoban is hosting a Farm Bill Roundtable discussion today, and somebody emailed, where is it at? It's actually at NDSU, starts in about 4 minutes at 1499 18th Street North. That's the NDSU Ag Experiment Station Research Greenhouse Complex. A103, A104 is where that's happening, so that's going on for the next 90 minutes or so if you want to take that in. Sorry, Steve, who's next?
Still time to get on up there for that event. Let's go to Lou up in Ely. What's on your mind today?
Well, I guess we just got done hearing from a senator who is a politician and not a patriot. There's a good reason why the approval rating of Congress is so bad that only their relatives approve of what they're doing. We have a government that's burning up right now. We have a border with nobody there. We have people streaming across our border right now that are claiming amnesty because of the cartels. We have a president that has done enough things against our Constitution that somebody should have the guts to try to start impeachment proceedings. So I don't know where we go from here. There's such a long list. I could be on the phone for an hour talking about how I feel about what our federal government is doing right now. I think most people know it. Most people are totally disgusted with what is happening in this country. And all we can do right now is hope that we can change our government and we can pray for our country, because we need right now a lot of prayers according to the Constitution, according to the Declaration of Independence, if anybody reads it anymore or even cares what it says. That's exactly what happened with the British. Our government is supposed to derive its power from the people, from the government.
Well, good lesson on the founding fathers, Lou. And by the way, are you calling from Ely, Minnesota? Ely, Minnesota?
I'm on my way to Ely. I'm going camping with my two sons. We're going to have a good time up there. But basically,
we're glad you're listening. It was what I meant to say. Whether you're headed to Ely or whether you're on the way to Ely or live in Ely, great to hear from folks all across the Northern Plains. Appreciate your passion. Thanks a bunch. Superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, Larry Nyblad, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before.
Chef 5-Minute Meals. Unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Highway run into the midnight sun.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Larry Nyblad, the superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, on why they're raising property taxes despite getting relief from the North Dakota legislature. And this segment of the program brought to you by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Now, if the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of water becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies, Inc., leaders in frack water recycling, utilizes a mobile filter press services to provide on-site water treatment to effectively remove TSS to less than 5 parts per million and particle sizes to sub 5 micron. Green Technologies, Inc. provides consistently clean recycled flowback and produced waters at rates up to 20,000 barrels per day per unit with minimal footprint and lowest cost per barrel. Green Technologies, Inc. is also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for oil field applications. Call us today at toll-free at 855-246-4312 or visit gtmwt.com to see what Green Technologies, Inc. can do for you. That's 855-246-4312 or gtmwt.com. Let's go to Sally in East Grand Forks concerning what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Sally, what's on your mind today?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to address the point that someone made when they called in and said that Senator Hoeven had run first as a Democrat, and that wasn't exactly correct. I'm quoting about two sentences from an article in the Grand Forks Herald dated February 16, 1996. And it goes like this. A possible gubernatorial candidate, Bank of North Dakota President John Hoeven, said he is joining the Democratic Party. His decision, made in a letter to State Party Chairman Dan Hanaher, came after Hoeven accepted and then rejected an invitation to serve as delegate to North Dakota State Republican Convention. Hoeven, 38, said he will decide within 10 days whether to run for governor for himself. Democratic supporters are holding news conferences in Bismarck and Fargo today to urge him to enter the race. Obviously, history told a different story. He didn't enter the race as Democrat, but he was courted by the Democrats, and that may have led to the confusion.
You know, one of the things, Sally, I see in this in the state of North Dakota, we lose this a little bit, is we're spoiled in this state. I mean, I know Democrats right now that are far more conservative than some Republicans out there. We have an opportunity in North Dakota. We can vote for an individual.
I think you're right. And I think there are Democrats in North Dakota that are more conservative than Senator Hoeven.
Yeah, we can vote for an individual rather than a letter behind a name. And I think that's an advantage that we forget.
I think we're coming more and more to that because I think as Republicans lose their...
Oh, we lost Sally in the East Grand Forks. Sally, thanks for calling in. Let's go to Mark and Hazen. What's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about property tax. You know, a couple weeks ago, or 3 or 4 weeks ago, you had Mike Napier on, state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
He was beating his chest about how the legislature did such a great job on property tax reduction. And I had heard the same presentation at a conference in Medora a few days before that. I'm a city official, and what they did was strictly for the schools. They did nothing for the communities, for municipalities or the counties. You know, Hazen is on the we're not in the oil patch, but we're on the edge of the oil patch. So we have to compete with the housing costs and the wages in the oil patch, and it's getting to be real, real tough to do with our current property tax system, the way it's set up. We're going through our budget process right now, unfortunately, because of the coal development and whatnot. You know, we're able to keep our heads above water, and we're budgeting dollars this year, not mills, budgeting dollars to keep them level as to what they were last year. But now we got to replace some very key individuals over the next few years due to retirements, and I don't know how we're going to be able to compete with the wages. What the state needed to do was property tax reform, not just completely offset some of the funding to the schools. And like I said, they've done nothing for the cities and counties.
Mark, from a city official standpoint, what would you like to see done? In what terms of reform work best for communities that are trying to struggle with issues in the western part of the state as well as issues in the eastern part of the state?
Well, for one thing, you know, there's quite a formula used to establish what everybody pays in property tax. It's 50% of the valuation support. But anyway, that's real confusing. That needs to be cleaned up. And I know there was a proposal to do it, but it never happened. The other thing is, you know, this state has a lot of surplus money that could go to help all the communities, all the political entities to offset or help offset the rising costs in wages and housing that are being caused by the oil boom. You know, don't get me wrong, I'm not looking for handouts or anything, but and I don't know what the solution is. I wish I did, but the amount of money that's in the in reserves is overwhelming. By state law, cities and counties cannot have X number of dollars in their accounts and still levy property tax. If we get to a certain amount of money in our reserve accounts, we cannot levy property tax. The state doesn't comply with that. So how do we, you know, even this out? I don't know what the answer is, but they need to do something to reform property tax, not just offset it.
I was just going to ask you that question, Mark. I mean, you're a city official. If you put a legislative hat on, how would you do it differently?
Well, first thing I would do is eliminate income tax. That would go a long way with helping not only the government entities, but also private, meet the payroll or meet the rising cost of wages. That's one thing. And then doing a simple property tax and helping all of these communities throughout the entire state, not just Oil Patch. I know that they're hurting because I've been there and I've seen it. I wouldn't want their problems by any stretch. But helping all the communities offset with infrastructure needs, whether it's water, sewer, roads, streets, those kinds of things.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thanks a bunch. Dr. Larry Nyblad, who is the superintendent of Grand Forks Public Schools, does join us now on the program to talk about this issue. Dr. Nyblad, thanks for the time.
Yes, good morning.
What Grand Forks is doing is, being repeated in a few other school districts on the state, catching attention of folks, especially because of the work in the legislative session to say, okay, here is nearly $1 billion in property tax relief. You will see this in your property tax bills, school level, park district, city and county level as well. And specifically, the news that while you're not raising property taxes as much as you could because of the relief, it's still going up. has a lot of people asking the question, why? Walk us through why you need to do this despite what the legislature did.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, Scott. What the local school board is considering, of course, is whether or not to essentially road part of that 50-mil buy-down with their, of course, local authority to levy taxes in Grand Forks. But to put it in context, I think we'd have to go back, at least to last year. We, on about an $80 million budget, had a $6 million deficit. And that's not typical for us. Typically, we have balanced budgets. And what happened was that we, combination of things. And basically, the primary three things that boil down to that $6 million deficit relate to federal aid, and particularly not so much sequestration, although that's a factor, but it relates to federal impact aid, which is the Uncle Sam's in lieu of property tax payment for the Grand Forks Air Force Base students that we educate. And without getting into all the details and complexities of that, we had budgeted for about $4.5 million and received about $2.1 million. So that's the big part of it. Another part, of course, just relates to increasing compensation that we hadn't anticipated. And then really the third part has to do with student enrollment growth. We ended up with about 225 new students, and of course we had to accommodate those students with additional staff and space and all the things that go to fitting up classrooms for education. So in the main, those are the three reasons that we had that kind of deficit. And then of course what happens is, if you dig that as kind of a hole, you carry that into your next budget year, and somehow you have to fill that hole up. So, despite the fact that the legislature provided, in our case, about a 5% increase in revenue, it's not quite enough to fill up that hole and plus take care of the inflationary increase in our budget, which is actually at 3%. So, those two things, the inflation this year of 3%, and then the hole that was dug with the deficit, and then, one of the things that is another predicament for us, of course, this year, is that we are projecting an additional growth of about 300, perhaps more, students. And again, because of the way the current law exists in North Dakota, we're not paid for those students in the current year that we have growth. And so we have to educate with some kind of funds, either a fund balance or local aid, or, and the only source, of course, is property taxes, or make other cuts in our budget to accommodate that growth, because we don't get a dime in state aid in the year we're having the growth.
So, Larry, Steve Bakken here. When you start looking at the budgets and breaking down the pictures, we had a previous caller that talked about reform as opposed to lending a hand from the state. Is that something you're worried about when you start talking to the voters in Grand Forks on their property taxes? People wanted to see some of those numbers. Is there a way to work around that?
Well, I think it's a very confused issue, and I say that in light of the feedback we've been getting, of course, and then we did have, as was legislatively mandated this year for the first time, notices go out to property taxpayers that had more than a 10% valuation increase. So they were kind of poked with a stick and said show up for the public hearing. So we had about, despite we sent out I think about 660 something.
If you would,
letters.
Dr. Nyblad, sorry, we're up against the break here. We'll finish your answer on the other side. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind. We're chatting with Dr. Larry Nyblad, Grand Forks Superintendent of Schools, and specifically about an issue concerning, as you've just heard him say, a difficult budget situation that has said, hey, we'd like to take all that relief that we got from the legislature and pass it on to the citizens. We can't because of a deficit that's left over from last year. It's raised the ire of citizens and raised the ire of other governing entities in Grand Forks. Before the break, you were starting to explain some of the sentiment at the public meeting this week or was a regularly scheduled school board meeting, but go ahead and pick up where you left off, Dr. Nyblad.
Yes, thanks, Scott. There was a, you know, it's a legislatively mandated public hearing, and you know I would say that, you know, we sent out about 663 letters as required by state law to those taxpayers who have parcels that will receive a more than 10% increase in valuation. And so, you know, with that amount of mail going out, of course, it did stimulate some interest, as I think is the intent of the legislature, and I think a good one, because you want to encourage citizen participation in local government. And so we had actually, I think it was about 38 people show up, and I think it was about 8 that chose to address the board. But it was pretty obvious in terms of the question Steve asked about, you know, the concern. It was pretty obvious from those who spoke, and many of them with passion, that they want the full 50 mils. They expected the full 50 mils, and you know, they want the district to do something to see they get it. I think there was also, you know, a little bit of confusion about the notice that went out, because, you know, the way the legislature has mandated, we have to calculate that in a way that shows the 50 mil buy down, and then it deducts the taxable valuation increase. And so the actual notice set a 28% increase, although, you know, in reality, comparing year to year, you know, the taxes were, you know, will go down probably, I don't know, it's around 25%, I suppose. So, you know, I think that's the number side of it. You know, I think the kind of the human emotion side of it relates to expectations relative to property tax relief. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, the number one goal for the school board this year, this legislative session, was property tax relief legislation. I know the last thing our school board wants to do is to raise taxes. They've been pretty vigilant about not raising taxes over time, and about actually, in some cases, you know, lowering as valuations increase. But I also feel, you know, that they are thinking they have a predicament that they need to somehow fix it, and they have very limited authority. You know, the only taxing authority a school district has is the local property tax. You know, unlike cities that may have sales taxes or be able to charge fees, school boards can't do that. And so, you know, because of the timing, they also, you know, haven't been able to look at massive cuts. And, you know, that's one of the predicaments for a school district is, you know, about 85% of our budget is spent paying people to do work. So if you're going to reduce that budget, you're going to have to, you know, hire less people, lay people off, and then, of course, do things like raising class size and cutting programs and services for kids.
Dr. Nyblad, with the growth that's going in North Dakota and all the schools across the entire state, is it time to start looking at a different formula? Would you like to see some sort of reform that would make it easier for the school districts to work around the growth issues?
Well, I think, you know, there are a couple different perspectives. You know, from a property taxpayer perspective, I'm sure people would like not to pay them, you know, and I think people, you know, many people appreciate that, especially when they see that, you know, there appears to be revenue coming from elsewhere at the state level. I think, you know, from the school district perspective, you know, it would be a pretty simple fix legislatively and financially for the state to fix this problem of, you know, not paying for new growth. There was a bill, 1237, that would have addressed that. It was narrowly defeated in the House of Representatives, I think, by 13 votes. And what that bill would have done is it would have reverted back to the law prior to 2009, where districts were paid for either their fall enrollment or spring enrollment, whichever was higher. And so, you know, that was what we were hoping would have happened. It didn't. You know, the legislature chose to go a different route and sponsor or support legislation that was called the rapid enrollment growth, where districts that have more than 4% increase get a partial payment. And, you know, so West Fargo, for example, is getting a partial payment because they're over 4%, whereas Grand Forks, because we're just under the 4% threshold, don't get any payment. And I think the fiscal note on that bill was $38 million. So, you know, I think in light of, you know, what we're talking about, the state could easily fix that and then prevent, you know, this kind of a tax shift to the local property taxpayer.
We're out of time, unfortunately, but I just want to quickly ask you whether you're planning a reset, as the Grand Forks Herald suggests today, or where we go from here.
Well, you know, it's always interesting. I always say I wish I had gotten a degree in journalism, because then I'd have all the answers. And not to poke the Grand Forks Herald, but, you know, one of the situations that the school board in this timing, you know, they have to set the levy by October 10th, and that means they have to make their decision in September. This deficit unrolled throughout the year, so, you know, it wasn't until, you know, well into the year that they, you know, we knew what the circumstance was, and of course the fix is limited. I think what the school board has discretion to do is to decide whether or not they spend more into the reserves versus going to the taxpayer's pocket, or go to the taxpayer's pocket deeper. And I think, you know, that's really where they're at, because to make expenditure cuts to the magnitude of we're talking, you know, over $3 million, probably can't happen under state law, because there are timelines when you have to lay staff off.
Is playing out in a number of school districts. We'll continue to walk.
This has been What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hanna. We'll see you again tomorrow right here.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.